We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the writings of the last generation. We're continuing from part one. You can find the study material on our website. You can ask questions to those websites too. Whoever asks a question down here, please stand up, hold the microphone close to your mouth, and speak loud and clear. So, the writings of the last generation, part one. The basis of my entire commentary is the will to receive imprinted in every creature, and which is disparity of form to the Creator. Thus the soul has separated from him as an organ is separated from the body, since the disparity of form in spirituality is like a separating axe in corporeality. It is therefore clear that what the Creator wants from us is equivalence of form, at which time we adhere to Him once more as before we were created. This is the meaning of the words, adhere to His attributes as He is merciful, etc. It means that we are to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adapt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow, so that all our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow persons and benefit them as best as we can. By this, we come to the goal of adhering to Him, which is equivalence of form. What one is compelled to do for oneself, namely the necessary minimum for one's self and one's family sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as necessary is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will be revealed in full only in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is accepted, we will be rewarded with complete redemption.
Questions? None. Okay. Yes.
About
the necessities. How can a person find what his necessities are?
That without it, he can't do without it.
No matter what it is.
It makes no difference. Not at all. This is his necessity. Yes.
What does he mean, the great revelation that will only be revealed during the days of the Messiah?
How the world should behave, conduct itself, in order to be in congruence, in harmony with nature's forces.
This separation between what's necessary and the rest to give to the others, that is the big revelation that only...
Yes, because it all depends on man. Man is the zenith of creation. He is the one who spoils creation.
So what's the great revelation here? It seems simple. Why is he calling it the great revelation?
No, it sounds not simple because a person has to feel how much he is the harmful part, the redundant part of creation, if you can put it this way. And without him, all of creation would be one system, and he is the only one that brings into all of creation such great corruption.
I think people understand that human nature isn't good.
Yes, but how can we make it so that either nature erases us, the Creator, or we don't erase ourselves, but correct ourselves, as if we are not cleaning reality from man, but add to reality the good, positive human force.
And we're not close to today that state.
From where? We don't even have the recognition of evil. So of course we're not close. On the contrary, we keep moving further away from it. We still don't understand or feel that we, specifically we, are the ones who are corrupting all of reality.
Maybe not on this level, but people understand that the earth can't stand our behavior anymore.
And yet we continue.
So what are we lacking?
Recognition of evil. There's nothing else.
Ken.
Yes.
רב, גם לי זה היה מאוד לא ברור השאלה הזאת. אם אפשר לענות...
It's also not clear, this question. Can we maybe answer this way, that the great revelation is that we understand that by taking more than the minimum, without understanding, we're harming.
Yes.
Because creation is perfect, and if we will succeed, all of us, to understand, that's why we need this unity. If we all understand that we take the minimum, creation will take care of us, and as long as we don't get it, by not trusting the system or this idea, we're harming it, and we don't understand it.
Okay.
Yes, 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 fine.
Ma.
What?
What will give a person confidence that today he buys building and corporeal possessions to promise his future? What will be his confidence in the corrected world?
He will see that by buying all kinds of things in this world, he's not gaining anything, but rather his confidence. You will get it from being in balance with nature, with all the forces of nature. Okay? Yes, Moshe.
About necessities, I feel that every necessity a person determines for his own, and it changes. It's not constant. It's depending on the spiritual development.
Yes.
As much as he adheres to the qualities of the Creator, changes.
Yes.
So, not every regime can force or determine necessities for someone. It's something a person has to determine for himself.
Of course.
You can't force that. Like in a just society, there's not someone who will determine it.
Yeah, he'll talk about it afterwards. Okay? What?
He starts the article by saying that the basis of my entire commentary is the will to receive imprinted in every creature, which is the disparity of form from the Creator. Now, there's a big obstacle between the text and the direction that Baal HaSulam wants to give us to a very big part of the public that doesn't even acknowledge this thing called a creator, doesn't think that this thing exists. So how do you make this leap?
We will read and understand what it means. And let's not jump right at the first line. Okay? Yes.
He writes that necessities aren't disparity of form.
Yes.
So can I say that the 10 is necessary for me?
We will check it later. Let's read the article.
Beseder, Moshe.
Okay, Moshe.
Continuing from the line, I've already said that there are two ways to discover the completeness, the path of the Torah or the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for a third world war or a fourth one. The bombs will do their thing, and the relics who remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work, where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance, while everything else they will do for the good of the others. If all nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of others.
Questions? Continue.
This law of equivalence of form is the law of the Messiah. It was said about this, but in the end of days it shall come to pass, and many nations shall go and say, come and let us go up, for out of Zion shall forth the law. And he shall judge between many nations. That is, the Messiah will teach them the work of the Creator in equivalence of form, which is the teaching and the law of the Messiah, and shall prove to mighty nations, meaning he will prove to them that if they do not take upon themselves the work of the Creator, all the nations will be destroyed by wars. But if they do accept his law, it is said about it, and they shall beat their swords into shovels. If you take the path of the Torah and receive the spice, very well. And if you do not, you will tread the path of suffering, meaning that wars will break out with atom and hydrogen bombs, and all the nations of the world will seek advice how to escape the wars. Then they shall come to the Messiah to Jerusalem, and he will teach them this law.
Questions? Yes, Niv.
How to depict this form correctly, what he's writing about here, that the Messiah teaches the nations of the world, how's that realized?
The Messiah is the revelation that will come to people, and they will understand and feel why they develop, for what purpose, and by what. And then, when they feel it, when they understand it, they will take upon themselves the new order of development.
And how should that revelation take place?
Perhaps through all kinds of actions, but in the end it will be clear to people that where they are, it is incorrect development.
Will it come as a result of some explanation or an inner awakening?
An internal awakening first, and then explanation.
It'll come as this wave that suddenly people start waking up.
Yes, people will start to understand that they are developing incorrectly, dangerously. And then they will search and demand to have an explanation for where they are developing and by what and for what purpose, etc. They will see that this path is incorrect. So it turns out that into their deficiency the new explanations will come, and they'll be able to grasp them.
I understand that prior to this revelation has to come some very big recognition of evil.
Yes, great suffering.
So what's expected to be revealed in humanity is great suffering that will bring them to recognition of evil.
Yes.
Where are we in this picture?
We are in the beginning of the recognition of evil.
As Bnei Baruch, I'm asking, where are we towards humanity, towards this horrible state that should be revealed?
We are discovering that we are in a process that is a spiritual development, our spiritual development. And of the whole world too, but on a different level, a different measure. And we have to discover how much this path should be revealed as suffering unless we change the way we develop, the reason for our development.
Meaning, at what point of recognition do we need to be until this evil will be revealed? What do we have to be in?
We have to feel ourselves as entering a process that is very dangerous, very complicated, so we can show ourselves as so we can find ourselves being in a process where we are losing ourselves, all of us.
That's humanity.
This is humanity, including us.
Including us. So how will that recognition of evil come to us?
So, by suffering, and by suffering, not because we are incorporated together with humanity, but because we cannot save them. We will feel how responsible we are. Because we're not revealing to humanity the reason for this decline, this deterioration, and then we'll have a chance to achieve our correction, tell everyone that there is a method that doesn't come just like that, but is already prepared. And we have to come to what is called Jerusalem and study this method.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Ken.
Yes.
What is Jerusalem?
Jerusalem is a place or the spiritual source from which we receive the knowledge about our development.
Ken.
Yes.
שאלה טכנית, מה זה גוי בטקסט הזה? What does the Gentile mean in this, or a goy in this text?
The translation of the word goy is nation, just a nation. Sometimes Israel are called a goy, a nation, sometimes a holy nation when they're Israel.
So how can a Messiah teach a nation if there's no tendency to bestow?
This, I don't know. We will learn. We'll learn what he writes further down.
I don't understand the definitions of Beito and Achishena at its own pace or hastening the times. If a Kabbalist see that humanity is deteriorating and a big blow is going to come.
A Kabbalist knows many things. What, didn't he know about World War II? Didn't he know about other things? He did. The question is, was it within his power to do something?
So Bala Sulam, he wrote about it and nothing came out of it. Or maybe yes, I don't know.
Yes.
According to what we see, so no. What is in our forces to do right now when we know a blow is going to come? I see the child is going to get a big blow. So what can we do?
So you warn him, you take care of him, you show him how dangerous it is, and that he should do something else.
But the child is deaf, he doesn't hear.
Then there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. You still try to make it so that the harm will be the least.
I don't know what hastening the time is, because this is at its own pace. Until he doesn't get the blow, he won't hear.
No, it's still a question to what extent you are advertising, opening up the method of correction, showing yourself to the world, so that maybe they will need you. Yes?
That's the action on our behalf, to publish this. But the audience can't hear, they won't listen.
The public, what can you do with the child? The child behaves in a childish behavior.
So something here doesn't work.
Of course it's not working, but we have to continue as much as we can in order to nevertheless close the gap, minimize the gap between the Torah and the nation.
Where is the connection that there will be some kind of harmony between us explaining, the public hearing, working together? Can that even happen? Should we expect this?
Yes, it has to be, but there are a few stages before we get to it.
Until we get to those stages, what should we do? Just publish one way, whoever hears can hear?
Yes, we have to explain and advertise in any way we can that there is no choice. This is the road. It's ahead of us, and it's leading us to such a state. And what we can do to prevent it from happening, etc. We need to explain in every way.
Yes. How can we explain that everything depends on a personal person? Because if it's nations, I'm waiting for the nation to stop the war and not press on people.
No. Everything begins from the individual and depends on the individual.
It sounds, how can you grasp that?
If you look at all of reality, you will see from its history that everything begins with individual people.
Individual people. But what he writes here is that if a person now, if we explain this to someone or read it to someone, he should understand that his decision to only take the necessities can change all of reality.
Yes.
How does it work? How's the...
So we need to learn. What are you asking me? We need to learn. There's more to learn. But he says that without it, nothing will come out.
Can it motivate a nation to work differently?
Yes.
No.
Well,
A state of chaos and war in the whole world, we all feel this coming. Won't they want to see some kind of model of this working, that there's an ideal little society?
What ideal society? Where have you ever seen it?
No, that we can build a model. We say, here, look, it works.
I don't know. I don't know. I need to try as much as I can with whatever I can in my limited environment, concrete environment, specific environment. I need to build something. A number of people who will know what the correction of the world depends on and how to reach the end of correction in a quick and acceptable way. That's it.
No.
Well?
How can it help if a person will fix the nations of the world within him? Because we're speaking about perception of reality.
No.
All of reality is in me.
So,
if I don't correct the nations of the world inside me, what can I expect from the world?
I don't know. We will learn. We'll read what he writes here.
Ken.
Yes.
Why did the Creator make me so lazy? And the rest of the world to chase their desires.
What the Creator does, we don't criticize, scrutinize. We simply need to know in what direction we have to develop. That's it. And what the Creator did, he did. Afterwards, we have to understand that we will discover that everything we did is very good. Okay? Good. Let's end with this. I see that you're already... it's tasteless. This text doesn't really awaken you and then excite you. Right, Niv? Today you're totally... Okay. What do we have for today?
One announcement. Today at noon we have the noon lesson live with Rav. We'll end with a song.
Broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here sharing one heart. Some distant place, and we hear him growing louder and louder each day. All around the world, around the world, all around the world, around the world. Chance for love to go around the world.
everybody here. A broken heart is clear. How's everybody seeing what all the wars can bring? Love will be the choice. A song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here sharing one heart. They are voices from some distant place. And we hear them growing louder and louder each day. All around the world. Around the world. All around the world. Around the world. Around the world.